This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we're Gershon back with you along with studio engineer MJ here this evening on a Friday as we get set for a girls and boys doubleheader at Games of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse. Our next action on the radio will be after the midseason tournaments, January the 28th. We'll have a good one between Silver Lake and Rock Creek. That'll be at Rock Creek. Both games, girls and boys, should be fantastic. 11 days from now. And, of course, we'll have more Seaman basketball throughout the season as well on 96.9 The Pulse. Starting lineup tonight, first for Leavenworth. They are 3-6 on the season. Their starting lineup is Avi Garrett, a 5'8 senior guard. Marley Fanning, a 5'6 senior guard. Nala Walker is a 5'5 sophomore guard. Angela Walker, a 5'3 sophomore guard. And Soka Bagazba is a 5'7 junior forward. Bill Sloan, the head coach, in his second year, record of 9-17. Last year, Leavenworth was 7-14. And they're off to a 3-6 start this year, averaging 47 points, giving up 46 a game. Lost two All-Leaguers to graduation a year ago on Eva Clements and Kylie West. Last year, Seaman beat Leavenworth in girls' play, 56-25 and 59-22. These two will meet again coming up on February the 25th. So they got an elaborate pregame introduction. We turn off all the lights so I can't read my notes. I guess I will go ahead and use my phone the best I can and tell you that Seaman Lady Vikings coming in, number one team in the state in 5A, defending 5A state champion. They have steamrolled the competition for the most part this year, outscoring the opposition through seven games by an average of 39 points a game. They averaged 70.9, giving up 31.6. Last year, of course, the state championship when they went 23-2, 15-1 in conference play. And they have had a couple of close games this year. Piper, the first game of the season, Piper ranked in the state. They won that one by 2, 69-67, beat DeSoto by 3, 53-50. Both of those teams are ranked in 5A. And, of course, the Seaman Lady Vikings are the number one team in the state, defending state champion. Leavenworth won the state title in 14 and 15 back-to-back years. Then St. Thomas Aquinas won 7 straight titles until Seaman snapped that streak last year, winning the championship over Mays South. And that was their second state title, first one coming back in 1991. Starting five for head coach Matt Tinsley, assisted by Steve Alexander, Steve Darting, and Aubrey Taylor and Dan Ruta. Jada Stahlbaumer, 5'8 senior guard, averaging 9.3 rebounds. Anna Becker, 5'11 senior point guard, all-state, all-leaguer, averaging 18 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals. Kinley Wilhelm is a 5'8 senior forward, averaging 7 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Matty Gregg, 5'10 junior guard, all-state, all-leaguer a year ago, averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And Ava Esser is a 6-foot senior forward, averaging 11 points, and leads the team with 8 rebounds per game. So to jump will be Esser for Seaman, along with Garrett, and it was controlled by Seaman. Backdoor cut, Becker trying to get it to Stahlbaumer, tipped out of bounds by the Pioneers of Leavenworth in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals outlined in the black. Seaman in the road blue unis with the red stripes along the side, white numerals and lettering outlined in red. Here is Becker, the Drake Bulldog commit. Outstanding player, all-state selection a year ago. Here's Kinley Wilhelm over the Becker. Becker goes baseline all the way and misses the layup. Challenged at the rim. Ball loose on the floor. Diving forward is Esser for Seaman. And tied up there with Angela Walker. Arrow points in favor of the Lady Pioneers of Leavenworth. Casey Sloan, Zoe Hayward, Alyssa Wilson, Patrick Tooley, the assistants for head coach Bill Sloan. They start 2 seniors, a junior, and 2 sophomores to Leavenworth. And now a little conversation between the official and Bill Sloan in his second year as the head man with the Pioneers. Boys game later tonight. Seaman boys 5-2. Leavenworth coming in unofficially at 1-6. Will confirm their record in between games. So Leavenworth with the ball moving left to right. Here's a trapping defense by Seaman. They have destroyed the competition in regards to anybody they play that hasn't been state-ranked and then been tested twice against Piper or DeSoto, but won both of those as well. The perfect 7-0, ranked number one in state 5A, defending state champion, and mainly because of their pressure. Here's a turnover in the backcourt as Garrett throws it back to Seaman, and a left-hand shot does not go for Stahlbaumer. Becker keeps it around, pinballs into the far corner and finally picked up there by Angela Walker for Leavenworth. They have it moving to our right. Just pass ahead, left-hand corner. It goes to Marley Fanning. Fanning with the right-hand dribble. Flips it underhanded between the circles to Angela Walker. Now back to Fanning. Catching a high post is Bagosba. And the pass deflected and then last touch by Leavenworth. So two early turnovers for the Pioneers. Seaman averaging 71 points a game. They're shooting 33% from three, 68% from the line. Maddie Gregg, Esser, zone defense, 2-3 zone by Leavenworth. Into the left-hand corner, a three-pointer is on the way. This one missing, put up by Gregg, and rebounded by Angela Walker. Tinsley saying his team's trying to find a rhythm and timing after the snow and the snowstorm and disrupting some practice schedules, game schedules. Inside it goes to Bagosba. Double team, hands it off to teammate Fanning. Fanning, couple dribbles, high arcing shot is up and rolls around and out. And rebounded there by Wilhelm. Leavenworth had a chance to take the early lead. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Nobody scored yet. Here's Gregg, puts on the floor, takes it in the left-hand corner, wide open three, Becker in and out. Rebound ripped away by Wilhelm. Wilhelm plays it out front to Gregg. They swing it right side from Leavenworth bench. Becker, good entry to Esser. Esser steps back, shoots, and leaves it short from 10. And rebounded there by Fanning for Leavenworth. So a slow start for both teams offensively. Bringing up a left-hand dribble is Garrett, who is a senior. One of just two seniors on the Leavenworth girls basketball team. We played 2.5 minutes, and nobody scored yet. Leavenworth 3-6, and Seaman coming in 7-0. First of two meetings between the teams this year. They'll play February 25th in Topeka at Seaman High School. Becker with a steal, nice pass ahead, and wide open for the easy lay-in with the right hand is Maddie Gregg, and Seaman has the early 2-0 lead. Trap set by Seaman, and losing the ball is Angela Walker. Becker all the way down the floor, wide open, layup again for Gregg, and there's a timeout called by Coach Sloan. Four turnovers in the early going for Leavenworth. Seaman leads 4-0 back in 30 seconds. Here on 96.9, The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Leavenworth High School, home of the Pioneers. Seaman leading 4-0. We played 3 minutes and 5 seconds of the girls' varsity contest. Bringing up the floor is Maya Hewitt. She is a freshman, 5'10", talented young lady. Has a left-hand dribble. Screen set there by Bagosba. Ball knocked around and loose. Wrap-around pass out front. It goes to Fanning. Man-to-man defense by Seaman. They don't play much zone. Now ball knocked away and stolen by Jada Stahlbaumer. Stahlbaumer ahead to Becker. Pass tipped and out of bounds in the far corner on the baseline. Pioneers did a good job to get back in transition. And Seaman, two buckets on steals. That's what they feast on. Here is Wilhelm all the way out to Becker. Becker left-hand dribble into the paint. Lifts it out to Stahlbaumer. Into the left corner. Now into Esser. Right-handed hook. Misses. Tips it around. Esser tries to save it. Does. But right to Hewitt. And then reaching foul called on Wilhelm. First one on the Lady Vikings. Seaman will be in action Tuesday against St. James Academy, and Thursday will take on the number 4 team in the state in 5A, DeSoto. Mackenzie Farmer is averaging 24 points, over 1,000 in her career. DeSoto gave Seaman a pretty good game back at Seaman, 53-50. Now a stoppage in play from the officials as Esser apparently has some blood. Or did she lose a contact? Let me see. Maybe has a cut on her finger. So she will address that. She will depart. And checking in the ball game is Kara Beaton, a 5'6" sophomore, averages 4 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Heyman usually rotates about 7 players. Here is Hewitt. Puts it back out to Fanning, top of the circle. Man-to-man defense. Pressure on the perimeter. His Becker all over Garrett. Gives it back over to Fanning, left wing. Fanning diagnosing the Seaman defense. Picks up the dribble into the corner. Now the right-hand dribble to the left elbow. Spin. Putting up a shot is Hewitt, and she traveled. Turnover number 6 for Leavenworth. But the Pioneers have any chance. They're going to have to cut down those turnovers clearly. Seaman has won the last 2 UKC league titles. Here's Ryan Miller into the game for the first time. And then Gregg puts up a shot on the left block. Too strong off the window. Rebounded there by Garrett. Davey Garrett. Little crossover. Picked up there by Becker. Gives it up to Denaya Sherman, a 5'6 sophomore. She's in the game for the first time. Here's Garrett going baseline. Steps through. Flips it up. Missed a layup on the scoop. But the follow weak side put in by Hewitt. 4-2. Seaman with the lead. Both teams struggling offensively. Driving in and kicking it out is Stahlbaumer to the corner for 3, and knocking it down is Kara Beaton. Her first points of the game, or 8-3 of the year, and it's 7-2, Lady Vikes. Seaman picks up Leavenworth, half court, man to man, pressuring beyond the 3-point line. Hewitt all the way to the rim and is fouled by Gregg, her first and second team foul on the Vikes. Boys game coming up later. Seaman ranked 7-5A, coming up a tough loss on Tuesday at Topeka West, 59-57. The girls, meanwhile, have been destroying a competition recently. They won Friday at Lansing, 72-9, and then Tuesday they beat Topeka West, 71-29. It was their second win over Topeka West this year. So Hewitt to the line, free throw, Hewitt swishes the first free throw. He has 3. All 3 of the Pioneers' points here in the first quarter. 2:43 to play in the first frame. Seaman leading by 4, 7-3. Second free throw for Hewitt is on the way, and she knocks down a pair of free throws. 7-4 in favor of Seaman. Becker being trapped in the backcourt. Wilhelm gets it ahead to Beaton. Beaton on the baseline. It goes to Miller. Back to Beaton. Not quite ready for it. Fumbles it, but Miller gets it. Puts it in the far corner to Beaton. And here is Wilhelm. Now the lefty Stahlbaumer. 3 top of the circle. Back iron no good. Ball chased down. Becker trying to get it. And she touched it last into the Pioneer bench on the far side. So a slow start for Seaman. I think a lot of people expect them to come in and roll Leavenworth here tonight. But so far, Seaman struggling to put the ball in the bucket. Here is Becker all over Garrett, and now stepping out of bounds is Fanning, and she caught the pass, and that defensive pressure getting to the Lady Pioneers, their 7th turnover, and we still have 2:16 to play in the first quarter, 7-4 in favor of Seaman. Becker, the UKC Player of the Year last year, she's committed to play Division I ball at Drake, having 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists a year ago. He's averaging 18 this year. Miller swings it. Near corner goes to Wilhelm. Now Becker will cross over at the left elbow. Back to the defender. Skips to the cross. Now Esser back to Miller. Becker into the lane. Flips it out. Wilhelm top of the key 3. That one off to the left and rebounded there by Garrett. Quickly ahead. Here is Fanning, the other senior on this team. Here's a jumper put up by Fanning. It's an air ball from the 3-point line, and back in transition is Beaton. Beaton drives, puts it up, and has it blocked out of bounds by Garrett. Well, Bill Sloan, head coach, has to be fairly pleased, except for the turnovers. His team's hanging in there, down just 3, the number 1 team in the state, and defending state champion. Leavenworth won 3 state titles. They were Leavenworth Immaculata back in 94, won the 3A title over Norton. And then won a state title in 2014 over Salina Central in 5A, 24-1, and went back-to-back, won it all in 15, went 23-2, beat Blue Valley Southwest. And Aquinas won 7 straight titles. And then Seaman won last year. Bad pass by Becker, picked off by Hewitt. She launches a 3 after she picked off the pass on the steal, misses to the left, and rebounded by Esser. Second turnover for Seaman. Baseball pass ahead. Here is Beaton, the sophomore, inside wide open. Esser, left hand layup, good. Nice find from the top of the key by Wilhelm. Esser averages 11 points and 8 rebounds. And Seaman is up 9-4. And now a bad pass by Hewitt. Trying to go to Nagazba. Wide right, and off her hand out of bounds. Eighth turnover for the Pioneers. Concern for the Pioneers coming into this game and just the rest of the season, their defense hasn't been as good as Coach Sloan would like it. They're very, very young. And I asked him about his strengths. He said that our freshmen are going to be more experienced come next year. So they're trying to build something here at Leavenworth. 3-6 this year. He'll pick and roll action. Esser is hit hard on a double team as Becker lobbed it into Esser. We'll see who they call it on. It's on Hewitt. That's her first foul. First team foul. 47 seconds to play, first quarter, 9-4 in favor of Seaman. Inbounds, wide open three from the club. Corner, nothing but nylon by Maddie Gregg. Her 7-3 of the year. She has 7 of the 12 for Seaman, and it's 12-4. Lady Vikes versus Seaman. State champs last year in volleyball, and then this year, state runner-up as a shove on the perimeter trying to go for a steal. And it's called on Stahlbaumer, her first. Third team foul on Seaman. Matt Tinsley, head coach's 8th year, record of 124-43. He's taken Seaman to the state tournament 5 of his first 7 years. And, of course, the title last year. The other title came all the way back in 1991. Been a good run for women's sports at Seaman the last few years. On the perimeter is Sherman. Flips it out. Driving baseline cutoff. Good job moving the feet there by Beaton for Seaman. Now Hewitt has nowhere to go with it. Now entry down low, turning his back. Blocked by Esser. Weirdly rejected. And now left-handed pass ahead to Becker, and she is stripped but out of bounds. Last touched by Angela Walker. The good hustle by Walker to get back. Leavenworth fans applaud that effort. 3.1 to play in the first quarter. 12-4 Seaman. See what they can run on this out-of-bounds play. And the official talking to Hewitt says you can't just shove Becker here before I even give the ball to the inbounder. Wilhelm to trigger it in. Check that. That's Gregg. Now Becker spins, turns, and lays it up. Count it, and a foul at the buzzer. Boy, Leavenworth thought she was going to pass it. She faked out the entire Leavenworth team and then faked the pass in the corner on the inbounds of the block and then just spun to the bucket. Made the bucket. Fouls on Sherman, her first. And Becker with her first points of the ball game and a chance for the traditional three-point play. Free throw on the way to my left. And it rattles out, and then does a 360 and goes down. Becker with her first 3 points of the night. 15-4, Seaman with the lead. An 8-0 run to close out the first quarter. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute. On 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Leavenworth. Start the second quarter. Seaman, number one team in 5A, undefeated 7-0, lead 15-4 off the screen. Becker wide open, three misses left of the key. And then chasing down the rebound in the near corner is Sherman for Leavenworth. Seaman closed out that first quarter on an 8-0 spurt. They're now up 7-4, now up 15-4. Seaman stays there man-to-man. Seaman plays zone. Means something's weird has happened because they played mainly half-court man-to-man. Here's Hewitt, the freshman. Nice up and under. Jumper baseline missing and rebounded there by Esser. Hewitt is a very talented freshman. Future bright for her in Leavenworth. Dahlbommer skips it across over to Miller. Miller trying to go to Esser. There was a kick ball off the foot of Leavenworth. Of course, this year, Keisha having the option for schools to have a shot clock. I still think I'm not a big fan of it myself in regards to, I'm okay with a shot clock, but having the schools each have their option doing it, I think it should be a universal thing, or it shouldn't be at all, or go class by class. In low is Esser. She missed the right hook and rebounded there by Leavenworth's Angela Walker. 35-second shot clock. Leavenworth and Steeman utilizing that. UKC utilizing shot clock. Most leagues in the state have decided either as a whole to have a shot clock or not. Smaller schools typically will not. Costs money, and it's also got people to run the shot clock. Here's an air ball put up by Sherman. Rebound the air ball by Fanning, and she is mugged underneath. And she'll get two free throws. And so far, Bragg with a personal, that's her second. But so far here tonight, we haven't had the shot clock get under 10 seconds. As the free throw is up and good by Fanning. Her first point of the night, first person to score other than Maya Hewitt, the freshman. 15-5. Seaman, 6:38 to go in the second quarter. Second free throw rattles out. Good box out rebound by Gregory. Stays out there playing with two fouls at 7 points, including a three. Becker to the trailer. Esser out to Gregg. Fakes the three into the lane. Dishes, or tries to, and was fouled across the arm. Going down the boulevard. See if they'll say the foul was on the floor or she was trying to throw up a scoop shot. Looked to me like she was trying to make a pass, but we shall see. Looks like they're going to say she was shooting. Garrett with a personal. That's her first. And the first team foul of the second quarter, of course, has a new rule last year going to 5 team fouls, no more 1-on-1s in high school basketball. Some people like that, some people don't. No matter what kind of change you make, there will be some people that will like it and people that will not. Gregg misses the free throw. He's the first miss of the season at the line. Matty Gregg was 7 of 7 prior to that. Second free throw for the 5'10 junior is up, and that one also no good. And trying to save it as Fanning and does. But Gregg misses two free throws. 15-5 Seaman. Driving baseline cutoff there is Nala Walker. Her pass now tipped out of bounds by Stahlbommer. Seaman, their strength, their balance, they have great leadership, experience. Many of their starters have 3 or 4 years of experience. Concerns for Coach Tinsley right now, just getting to the foul line more often. Rhythm and timing with their shooting. They really haven't got back in that flow since before the Christmas break. Top of the key, wide open three, nice set, but missing the three top of the circle back iron is Fanning. That was well executed, got Fanning a wide open look. Now a pass ahead to Becker. Wilhelm running the floor, puts it up, and nice touch by Wilhelm. Her first two, Becker with the dime, and it's 17-5 Seaman with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Slow start offensively for the Vikes, but defensively they've been superb as normal. We'll hand off to Garrett. Fanning swings it left side to Nala Walker. Out front it goes to Fragasbaugh. Shot clock at 12. There is Garrett. She's bumped and fouled. Driving to the hoop. Right of the lane. Second team foul on Seaman here in the second quarter. It is on Esser, her first. Free throw on the way for Garrett. Rolls in there. Avery Garrett, 5'8 senior. Coming in is Tania Sherman, the sophomore. Going out is Soka Bagasbaugh, 5'7 junior. Free throw on the way, and this one is good. Garrett hits a pair of free throw tosses. 17-7 Seaman. Baseball pass hit on the baseline. And that one hit the bottom of the backboard on the pass by Stahlbommer, but it ricochets out to Becker, and she drains the three from the left side. Anna Becker with six. She has a three-point play and a three-pointer, her ninth three of the season. It's 20-7 Seaman. And off of the key, this is Nala Walker. Swings it left side with a right-hand dribble to the volleyball line. Bounce pass across to the near wing. This is Sherman. Sherman has a pass knocked away and stolen by Becker. Becker lobs it ahead to her teammate, and then Becker's run into trailing the play as Stahlbaumer couldn't hang on to it, and Becker is fouled from behind, and the personal is on Leavenworth. It is on Sherman, her second. 10 turnovers for Leavenworth so far, Seaman just two. Coming in for the first time is Emma Allen, a 5'7 freshman for Leavenworth. They have six freshmen, three sophomores, two juniors, and two seniors on their varsity roster. So a pretty young team, just four upperclassmen. Beaton to Becker, now over to Esser in the post. Back out, this is Wilhelm on the baseline. Cut off there, good defense by Leavenworth. Swing it left side, Miller goes baseline. Check that Stahlbaumer, and she muscles up and in with the left. Stahlbaumer with her first two. Timeout, Leavenworth, 22-7 in favor of Seaman. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner back with you at Leavenworth High School, home of the Pioneers. Girls and boys doubleheader in the United Kansas Conference. Team and Lady Vikes have won the league title last 2 years. They sporting their royal blue uniforms with the cardinal red stripes and the white numerals and lettering. Leavenworth in the home white with the royal blue or dark blue numerals and lettering. Full court pressure by Seaman. Inbounds comes to Sherman. Brings it up near sideline from left to right. Back to the trailer, which is Garrett. Garrett with her head down on the dribble, and the pass knocked away, almost stolen by Becker. Hewitt, the freshman, backdoor cut and threw it away. That's not really Hewitt's fault. That's Sherman started to go on a backdoor and stopped, and if she just kept going, I think it would have been a good pass, but she stopped right when the pass was made by Hewitt. So just simply not on the same page where the Lady Pioneers. Team in 22 and Leavenworth 7, 4:22 to go first half. Both teams with 2 team fouls in the second quarter. Team in led 7-4 early and now pulling away. Inside Wilhelm posting up on the younger Hewitt. And Wilhelm, the senior, taking the freshman to school in the low block. Foul is called on Hewitt. That is her second, but we talked about. You can tell that she certainly has a lot of talent. She sticks with it. She could be really tough to deal with in this conference the next 3 years. Free throw on the way. And Wilhelm knocks it down. Wilhelm averaging 7 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1.5 steals, 63% foul shooter. Last year averaged 3 points and 4 rebounds. She's made 6 triples on the year. Second free throw also good. And the Lady Vikes lead 24-7. Now baseball pass ahead. Picked off and going up with the underhand scoop, doesn't fall for Gregg, and rebound Leavenworth. Howlett ahead down the floor, the layup does not go for Angela Walker, and then she slid all the way into the bleachers to our right, and a foul whistled on Seaman. It is on Wilhelm, that's her second. So Gregg has 2 fouls and Wilhelm has 2. So Angela Walker to the line, 5'3 sophomore. 4:04 to play first half, 24-7 in favor of Seaman. Make it 24-8. Walker hits the first. Leavenworth will be in action about a week and a half. They'll take on Shawnee Heights and then Piper. No midseason tournament. They had an early season tournament. Free throw up and good by Walker. 24-9 Seaman. Checking out is Angela Walker after she hit the charity tosses. Pioneers with a 2-3 zone look initially. And that, it is a 2-3. They're going to extend it on Becker, of course. Can't leave her out there shooting the rock. Becker being harassed by Hewitt. On the block, this is Gregg. Oh, no look pass to Becker, cutting the hoop, but she missed a layup. Oh, my goodness. Becker would love to have that back. And now Fanning in a bad spot. Gets it to Hewitt near half court. Baseball pass ahead. Nice catch by Garrett, but then lost the ball. It's loose and picked up there by Gregg, but then she lost on behind-the-back dribble. Garrett puts up a wild shot. Too strong, missed the iron completely, just hit the backboard. Rebound by Wilhelm. Crazy sequence of events. Now Becker, little Euro step in the lane, misses. Off the heel and rebounded there by Allen, the freshman for Leavenworth. Her pass is tipped, knocked away, and stolen by Miller for Seaman. Now Becker. So back and forth we go. Lots of action, but nobody making a shot. And now, pass knocked away and stolen by Fanning. Another foul on Becker, and I think Miller jammed one of her fingers on that pass. Now Matt Tinsley, I don't think, can be overly happy with the play here in the last 60 seconds for his team, even though they lead 25-9. Been sloppy. So Miller will have her finger checked out. Gregg, Esser on the floor along with Beaton, Becker, and Stahlbaumer. Hewitt picks up a dribble prematurely and the pass knocked out on the near side to our right by 5'6 sophomore Kara Beaton. 2:58 to play first half. Lady Vikes 25 and Leavenworth 9. Don't forget you can download the free MSC radio app on your smartphones and you can listen to any of our radio stations by using that app. It's free. Here's a jumper off the screen. Fanning misses from 17 left side. Rebounded by Esser. Outlet pass far sideline. Bring it up the floor. To our left. Lob into Becker. Kicks it out. Wide open three. Top of the key. Knocked down by Gregg. Good find by Becker. She gets the assist. Second three for Gregg. Her eighth of the year. She has 10 on the night. She by herself has outscored the Lady Pioneers 28-9. Now a trap. Dangerous situation. Stolen on the bad pass by the freshman Allen, and going the other way for two is Becker, and a timeout called by Leavenworth. Becker with 14 turnovers now for the Pioneers. 30-9, Seaman back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with the new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you. Seaman leading Leavenworth in the girls' contest here tonight, 30-9. 2:10 to go, and now the freshman Hewitt dribbles into a double-team trap, and now a steal by Beaton all the way to my left. Left-hand layup, and for another 2 points. Turnovers starting to come more frequently for Leavenworth after Seaman slapped the full-court pressure on the Pioneers. They now have 16 turnovers unofficially. 32-9 in favor of the Vikings. And I would say about half those points coming off of steals and layups. Here's Garrett. And 3 second violation as they get Bagasbaugh caught napping in the lane. So there's turnover number 17. Well, Leavenworth was hanging in there. It was 7-4, but then the 8-0 run to close out the quarter, capped off by a 3-point play at the buzzer by Anna Becker, made it 15-4 at the end of one. 90 seconds to go, first half. Becker on the left wing flips it out, top of the circle. It goes to Gregg. Over to Wilhelm. They swing it far side in front of Leavenworth bench. This is Beaton. Beaton gives it up to Gregg. Open line drive. Good from the right elbow from 15. Gregg's having herself a night. She has 12, averages 12. And it's 34-9. Seaman. And now a steal by Becker. Trying to thread the needle on the pass. It's tipped, but it gets out to Beaton. And now Wilhelm into the left corner, wide open. Becker, she can't knock down the trifecta. Rebound again, though, by Beaton. Inside Esser, great position. High off the window, turnaround shot good. Esser with four. And right now, Seaman just slowly dissecting Leavenworth with their pressure and with their passing. 36 to, check that, 35 to 9. That's not right. It should be 36 to 9. Here's a three-pointer by Garrett. It is up and no good. Rebound, though, to Fanning. Fanning in the paint, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way by Nala Walker. That missed everything wide right and out of bounds. I believe it should be 36 to 9. Not that it matters too much here, but we'll double-check it. And a timeout call by Seaman. We'll take one as well. Back at 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Double check my sheet. It is correct on the scoreboard. 35 to 9. 29.6 seconds to play in this first half. These two teams will meet again February 25th in Topeka at Seaman High School. Last winning season for Leavenworth was a 19-20 campaign. They won it all in 14 and 15 back-to-back years in 5A. Aquinas won the next seven, and then Seaman, the state champs a year ago. And number one team in state right now at 7-0 in 5A. Three-pointer, wide open, Beaton buries it from the far side. Kara Beaton with her eighth three, took the ninth three of the season, second tonight. Baseball pass ahead, deflected. Hewitt, little crossover, pullback three from the corner, misses, and rebound, strong one by Wilhelm. 38-9 in favor of Seaman, and a half-court shot wide right off the backboard to close out the first half as Seaman goes on a 14-0 blitz to close out the first half. Led 24-9. Now they lead 38-9 at the break. Stay tuned. Our halftime show to come after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Nextech, providing the upcoming weather forecast from the 13 Weather Team.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Leavenworth cheerleading squad with some young whippersnappers that are working on their cheer, putting together in front of the crowd. So all the moms and parents and relatives have all their phones out recording all this during halftime to entertain us. We are at halftime. It is 38-9 in favor of the Seaman Lady Vikings, number one team in the state in 5A, undefeated at 7-0, and well on their way to being 8-0. Leavenworth in that first half had just one field goal. They were 7 of 7 from the line. That's the good news, but only one shot they made from the floor for a total of 9 points. They had 17 turnovers unofficially. Seaman turned it over 5 times. They had 5 three-pointers. They were 3 of 5 from the line. Matty Gregg leading the way with 12, including 2 three-pointers. And 8 points for Anna Becker, 8 for Kara Beaton. Beaton with a couple of threes. Becker a three-point play and a three-pointer. 4 points for Ava Esser. And 4 points for Kimmy Wilhelm. And 2 points for Jada Stahlbaum. For Leavenworth, 4 points for Maya Hewitt. She was the only one that hit a shot from the floor in that first half. 5'10 freshman. 2 points on 2 free throws, Angela Walker. 2 free throws for Avi Garrett. And, actually, I said 7 of 7. They're actually 7 of 8 from the line, as Marley Fanning was 1 of 2 from the line. She had 1 point in that first half. 38-9. Seaman leading in the girls' contest over Leavenworth. Back for more of our halftime festivities after this 2-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC, and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have 2 convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Senior Engineer MJ, Wade Gershon with you on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city. Glad to tune in for high school coverage tonight as the Seaman Lady Vikings, number one team in the state according to the KBCA rankings, defending 5A state champions, in control at halftime over Leavenworth, 38-9. The latest KBCA girls rankings in 6A, Blue Valley North number one, Wichita Heights is ranked number two, Derby three, Washburn Rural 4, Manhattan 5, and 5A girls, we mentioned Seaman is the number one team in the state, St. Thomas Aquinas number 2, Andover 3, DeSoto 4, Casey Piper is 5, and Seaman's beaten both those teams in 2 very tight games. They will face DeSoto coming next Thursday on the road. That should be a heck of a game. That's a girls game only. The boys, of course, are at the Valley Center Tournament next week. 4A girls, Hayden is number 3, Wellington 1, Bishop Yates 2, Hayden 3, Eudora 4, Clay Center 5, Rock Creek is ranked number 10. 3A girls, Silver Lake is number 4, Heston is 1, Halstead 2, Haven 3, Girard is at 5. 2A girls, number 1 team is St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan. Number 1 team in 1A Division 1 girls is Little River. On the boys' side, 6A boys, number 1 team is Shawnee Mission Northwest, Wichita Heights number 2, Shawnee Mission South 3, Derby 4, Junction City ranked 5th. 5A boys, Highland Park at Topeka number 1, Casey Piper number 2, Cape Mount Carmel out of Wichita number 3, Shawnee Heights is 4th, Andover Central 5th, Valley Center 6th, Topeka Seaman is 7th, Topeka Les is 8th, Great Bend 9th, and St. Thomas Aquinas is 10. 4A boys, Baldwin number 1, Ottawa 2, McPherson 3, Rock Creek ranked 4th, Concordia 5th. 3A boys, Wichita Collegiate number 1 team, St. Mary's, off to a nice start under former K-Stater Will Spradling. He's been the head coach for a while there at St. Mary's. They're ranked 10th. And in 2A boys, Rossville is ranked 6th, Mound Ridge, number 1 team in the state in 2A. Halftime, Demon Girls 38, Leavenworth 9. A big thank you to our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible on 96.9 The Pulse. Those sponsors include Bob's Janitorial, Goldmeyer Homes, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse, your agent there in Topeka, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Colo Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Summits Welding, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, and the Silver Lake Bank. Big thanks to all those sponsors making our coverage tonight possible on 96.9 The Pulse. Next games on the station right here will be Silver Lake at Rock Creek coming up on Tuesday, January 28th. We'll have Rossville at St. Mary's on Tuesday, February 4th. And then weather makeup game, Silver Lake at Holton on Wednesday, February 5th. We will see Seaman at home against Shawnee Heights on Tuesday, February 11th. Then makeup game, St. Mary's at Silver Lake on February 13th. And then it'll be a heck of a doubleheader. Piper at Seaman on February the 18th. Silver Lake at St. Mary's on the 21st of February. And then February 24th on a Monday, St. Mary's at Rossville before we get into Substate postseason play in the state of Kansas. 38-9, Seaman with the lead. Back with the second half in 1 minute. 96-9, The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
For over 75 years, we've been serving.
Hey, welcome back to Leavenworth. Get set for the second half. Seaman 38, Leavenworth 9. It was 7-4. Since then, 31-5 run for the Lady Vikings. Ended the first half on a 14-0 spurt. Nala Walker throw it in to Nagasbaum. Now with it is Garrett. Top of the key, Fanning. Flips it over to Angela Walker. Only one made field goal in the first half for Leavenworth to go along with seven free throws. Maddie Gregg outscoring Leavenworth by herself. She had 12 for Seaman in the first half, including a couple of three-pointers. Seaman hit five triples in the first half, posting up Agasbaugh, and she lost it off her right hand out of bounds, posting up Wilhelm. 18 turnovers for Leavenworth. Leavenworth showed some man-to-man first half, showed some 2-3 zone. See what they do here to start the third quarter. Diagonal pass into the corner to Stahlbaumer. Wrap around to Gregg. Top of the circle, Becker. Flips it out, penetration in the corner. Driving is Wilhelm. They swing it right side. Good ball movement by the Vikes. Esser has position. Catches, gives up to Becker. Becker turns. Nowhere to go with it. Now lobs it into the near right corner. Three by Stahlbaumer. Swish. Outstanding ball movement. Stahlbaumer hits Seaman 6-3. Of the night, that is her eighth of the season, and it is 41-9. The round is on now for the Lady Vikes. With it is Angela Walker. They skip it across. Seaman stays in their man-to-man, no full court pressure. And now this pass, deflected. Becker going after it. Getting it back in the backcourt is Garrett. Becker almost came away with the steal. Garrett bounced past the Fanning, three-pointer in the corner, off the mark. Weak side rebound, put back, blocked there by Wilhelm, as Bagasbaugh got the rebound, but rejected. Bringing up the floor is Gregg to the near corner, Becker. Wilhelm flips it to Stahlbaumer, the southpaw's three off the mark. What a rebound with one paw, and Esser puts it back up and in for the Lady Vikings. 43-9 in favor of Seaman. Low start for the Vikes in that first quarter offensively, but they have figured it out now. Beat Lansing on last Friday, 72-9. Beat Topeka West, 71-29, and here they're up by 34 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fanning, one-handed pass far side. Grabbing on the corner is Walker. Nala Walker flips it up with the right, misses everything on the air ball. She was being pressured there by Wilhelm. Rebound by Esser. Here comes Becker, left to right, and beating everybody down the floor. What a look ahead by Becker. Wide open, left-hand layup for Stahlbaumer. She has seven. And the Vikes are cruising, 45-9. We knew that was a possibility coming in. And now we have a illegal screen called on Angela Walker, her first in the first team foul of the third quarter, called on Leavenworth. Starting five for both teams out there, but there will be a substitution here in a moment for the Pioneers. As Monique Spencer, 6 foot junior, checking in for the first time, and going out is Soka Bagasbaugh, the 5'7 junior. Leavenworth last year 7-14, this year 3-6. From baseline, Stahlbaumer whips it out on the perimeter. Here's Wilhelm, cut off there on the baseline by Angela Walker. Cutting is the touch pass, Becker out to Wilhelm. Now Gregg has it over to Stahlbaumer. Lefty drives baseline, flips it up, lost on the way up. What a rebound by Esser, and the putback good, and Fanning is down and writhing in pain. Esser now has eight, and see if Fanning is okay. 47-9. Seaman. Well, MJ and I had a lot of football games this year, a lot of close games on our games of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. And we had Silver Lake and Rossville back in December. That was a really good girls and boys doubleheader. Very exciting matchups there. This one, not so much. 47-9 Seaman. Let's get to check out Ty Caffrey and the Afternoon Escape weekdays from 2 to 6. Right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Playing the best of the 90s, 2000s, and today, with the exception of our basketball coverage. Playing out front between the circles is Nala Walker. Finds a crease, drives, and had it swatted out of bounds, but Wilhelm called for the personal. That's her third, first foul of the third quarter on the Vikings. We're talking about the shot clock, and there's some people that were very adamant need to have a shot clock, and to me personally, I don't think it's as big a deal as some people make it out to be, although I will say I think the biggest reason you have a shot clock is just to prevent a team from stalling. Simple as that. If there's a team that knows they have really not a great chance of winning straight up, then if they can play keep away and frustrate you and, you know, end up having a 22-20 basketball game, not exactly that fun to watch as a fan. So I do understand it from that point of view. Otherwise, there's not too often I've seen teams in 30 years covering basketball in high school that hold the ball forever. But there have been a few, as Nala Walker hits both free throws, and it's 47-11. Into 23-0 run by Seaman. Here's Becker going baseline. Flips it over, wide open for the wing. The three rattles out for Gregg. That was a good find by Becker, who leads the team with seven assists a game. That shot clock has not come into play at all here tonight for either team. Here's a three on the way by Walker. In and out. Was a great look. And then loose ball foul as Esser hits the deck, as does Hewitt. 47-11. Vikings with the lead. 4:08 to play here in the third quarter. There's one thing that we talked about earlier, in case you missed it. Of course, last year was the change going to no 1-1s in high school basketball. Five team fouls per quarter. You're in the bonus, the double bonus. Fouls reset every quarter, which I do like that. I like the fouls resetting. I'm not so much a fan of, I still like the 1-1, the pressure of that. Here's Becker out to Beaton. Three, swish from the far wing. Beaton with her third triple of the night. She has 11, and it's 50-11. In favor of the Vikes. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Seaman stays in there. Yeah, looks like they're playing some zone. Seaman's going to work on a little zone here. When you're up by 39, you can try to do some different things. It's like a 3-2 zone. As Becker comes out on Walker in the corner. Now Hewitt. Now they pressure Grabbing baseline is Walker. That's Garrett. The step through. Did she get it to go? Yes, she did. Counted in a foul. And that's only the second field goal of the game for Leavenworth. Foul is on Becker, her second team foul. And Garrett chance to complete the three-point play, and she rolls it in there. One thing you can say about Leavenworth, they have made their free throws. Only missed one all night. 50-14. Becker a little crossover, top of the circle, flips it out into the corner. Out front, this is Gregg. Back over, Becker, wide open, three. Air too strong. Long rebound to Spencer, front of the Demon bench. Back the other way to our left, come the Pioneers. Nola Walker. The Hewitt. Coach Sloan saying, what are we running? Get past Garrett, knocked away and almost stolen there by Gregg. Gregg and Becker, all state performers a year ago, both all leaguers as well. Becker was the United Kansas Conference Player of the Year. Volleyball team, state champs a year ago, state runner-up this year. Basketball, state champ last year. To be determined this year. Stay in the zone. Pass is fumbled there by Aaron Little, a freshman, just came in. Now baseball pass ahead by Gregg is picked off, stolen by Garrett. Garrett skips it across. That's a dangerous pass, stolen by Gregg. Now three on two back to our right. Gregg, nice lead pass ahead. The shot up and in by Stahlbaumer. What a nice pass. And it is 52-14. Pioneers with 20 turnovers. Seaman with 7. 52-14 in favor of the Lady Vikes. They have led the entire way. Hewitt. Now 1-3-1 look. Here's a three. That's air ball from the corner by Angela Walker. Excuse me, that was Nala Walker. Your Stahlbaumer ahead to Miller. Had a finger injury earlier, but looks like she's okay. Here is Beaton. Plays it out front. They swing it. Becker getting a breather right now. And now to Gregg. We'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter. We've seen a lot of that this year for the Lady Vikes. Gregg launches a three in front of the Seaman bench. Far wing missing. Short. Rebound. Put back. Turnaround. That missed by Wilhelm. She thought she was fouled. No call. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikes. Seaman in the blue jerseys with the red stripes. White numerals and lettering. Outlined in the red. Leavenworth in the home whites with the blue numerals and lettering. Just two seniors on their squad. Four seniors for Seaman. The 1-3-1 look here for the Vikings. There's a three on the way. This one, an air ball from the left wing put up by Sherman. And the ball landed out of bounds on the baseline with 1 minute to play in the third, 52-14. Sarah Beaton, a lefty. Brings up there with the right hand. 5'6" sophomore. She's hit three triples tonight. Here's Stahlbaumer. Out front. Check that. Three is short. I said Beaton's a lefty. She's a righty, but she made a couple of nice left-handed passes in that first half. And Stahlbaumer is a lefty. Good ball movement against the zone. Corner three missed there by Nala Walker on the floor. Good effort by Hewitt and along with Aaron Little. And then Garrett is tied up with Stahlbaumer, and then Garrett tossed the ball at Stahlbaumer. And that's just frustration by Garrett. And a technical foul is called. Rich Tinsley right away was wondering why it wasn't called right away. It should have been. But the officials got it right. There's no need to toss the ball. It wasn't tossed hard at Stahlbaumer, but it was certainly bad sportsmanship, and it definitely warrants a technical. And you will be frustrated when you're down 52-14. That's understandable, but have to keep that frustration in check the best you can. So there'll be a technical foul on Garrett. And we'll see who's going to shoot the free throws. Sherman got the foul. There's a personal foul called, and then Garrett the technical. So now the officials have sorted out. 23.8 to play, third quarter. Seaman leading 52-14 over Leavenworth. So it wasn't a shooting foul, so there's, we're not in the bonus. So all we should have here, if I've got this right, two technical free throws for Seaman, and then I believe Seaman will have the ball. Stahlbaumer to do the honors. Knocks down the first to my right. He's in double figures with 10. Second free throw on the way. And she knocks that one down as well. He has 11. Bragg has 12. 11 for Beat. 8 for Esser. 8 for Becker. Balance attack. 54-14. And as I predicted there, Seaman will have the basketball after the technicals. Miller, down low Wilhelm, good position on the low block. It was slotted, though, out of bounds by Aaron Little. You know, Little's a freshman, tall at 6 foot, Hewitt 5'10", she's a freshman, and Matt Allen 5'7", freshman. I mean, they've got talent coming up the ranks. They can stick together to the Leavenworth Pioneers. There's the entry pass, and trying all the way down, got loose midcourt at the LV, representing Leavenworth at half court. That is the logo here for the Pioneers. 6 seconds to go in the third. Gregg launches a three from the corner, missing an air ball, rebounded by Hewitt, and that's the end of three. Running clock when we come back. 54-14. Seaman with the lead in the girls' varsity contest. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lakers are back with you here from Leavenworth High School. All Seaman. 54-14 in this girls' varsity contest. Number one team, 7-0. Leavenworth, 3-6. Jaden Fricke, a 5'5 sophomore, in for the first time for Topeka Seaman. Here's Becker. Nice catch to save a turnover. Back to Stahlbaumer. Now Becker. Also in the ball game is Bryn Spencer, a 5'8 sophomore, number 13. Esser posting up, gets position on the block. To the cutting Becker, lays it up and in. Great pass by Esser. Becker in double figures with 10. So beaten with 11. 11 for Stahlbaumer, 12 for Gregg. And Esser's close to double figures. She has 8, Becker has 10. They're a balanced team. Becker leads the way this year at 18 a game. Gregg at 12, Esser at 11. 56-14. Banker wide right put up there by Little. Running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's Becker, 3-on-2, dishes to the wing. Now filling the lane, going up, having a shot swatted away. Spencer put it up. Good feed by Stahlbaumer, but able to also back defensively. Good effort by the Pioneers, able to block it. And they get it back going to our left. Here's Nala Walker to Allen, and she throws it away. Becker nearly came with a steal. Saving it in the backcourt is Sherman. 6:40 to go, third quarter, 56-14 in favor of the Lady Vikings. Here's Hewitt. Only 2 field goals in the game for Leavenworth to go along with free throws as 10 of 11 from the line. Three-pointer missed on the far side. And here's Becker. Head to Fricke. Bounce pass to Spencer. Bring it over to Stahlbaumer. Becker giving some room, doesn't take the three. Seaman just trying to run some offense here. Becker could have been selfish and launched it, but run some clock and work on some offense. Ricky, entry to Esser. Wide open three, far side Spencer, bouncing off just short from the far wing. And Hewitt, the freshman, brings up the four from right to left. Hewitt goes all the way. High, tough shot, off the glass. Count it, nope. Offensive foul. Coach Sloan can't believe it. I believe they called a charge. Yes, they did. So then they, but Hewitt made a great play. She thought she was going to line for a three-point play. Instead, call for an offensive foul. That is her fourth. Coach Sloan saying, come on. Give me something here. We're down by 42. Coach Sloan, you know, he's going to fight for his girls, and rightfully so. You want your kids to continue to fight on the floor, you fight for your team as a coach on the sidelines. Here's Stahlbaumer. Whips it around into the corner. The Fricky pump fake by Becker. Becker kicks it out to Spencer. Now, Beta Stahlbaumer. Play it right side. To Becker. Top of the circle it goes to Stahlbaumer. Man-to-man defense by the Pioneers. Becker spins, turns, fade away, baseline, rolls it in there. Anna Becker doing her best Michael Jordan imitation, that drive there in the baseline and kind of a post-up fadeaway shot. Knocked it down. Got the roll, 58-14. Lady Vikes have been outscoring the opposition by an average of 39 a game. They're up by 34 right now. But they've had two close games. Beat Piper by two, start the year, beat DeSoto by three. And those two teams are ranked in 5A. Wraparound pass goes to Allen. And foul called on Fricky. The clock continues to run with the running clock here in the fourth quarter. 58-14 in favor of Seaman. If you're tuning in a little bit late, slow start for the Vikes. They were up just 7-4. And then went on an 8-0 run to close out the first quarter. Had a 23-0 run over the course of the second, third quarter. And put this one on ice. Substitutions. Beaton, who has 11, comes into the game. Also in there is Wilhelm along with Gregg. Ashton Ketron, 5'3 sophomore, is in. And now an offensive foul called on Hewitt. She shoved off to get open. And that's her fifth. So she just fouled out. So she'll check out. She has to check out. As Clark Kellogg would say, she's been Dairy Queen, disqualified due to the fouls. And Coach Sloan saying to Maya Hewitt, you got to come out. That's fine. And during all that, the clock continues to run. Here is the Vikings moving to our right. I said 34. I'm bad with my math. They're up 44. 58-14. Inside. Good post up. Wilhelm can't miss the bunny and then try to get her own rebound, and a foul is called. Wilhelm will get two free throws. Check that. That'll be Gregg getting two free throws. A couple of good games coming up for Seaman to be tested. They'll get St. James Academy Tuesday and then next Thursday at number 4 and 5A DeSoto. They beat 53-50. Early in the year. Free throw up and good. Gregg with her first point of the second half. She has 13. 1 of 3 from the line. Couple of three-pointers. Second free throw on the way. And this one rolls off the cup. Rebound by the freshman Allen. 59-14. At the volleyball line, between the circles, is Sherman directing traffic, running the point right now. To the high post, it goes to Little. Little, nice cut, and to the bucket. Shot will not go for Amaria Graham. That was a good cut. Still just two field goals in the game for Leavenworth. Gregg, one-handed pass. Detron out to Miller. Her three banks it in from the far side. The bank indeed open late on a Friday here in Leavenworth. That's her first three of the night, seventh of the season. She's 7 of 12 from three this year, is Miller, the junior. And it is 62-14 in favor of the Lady Vikes. Good high post. Allen, and the pass to Little, deflected. Wilhelm comes away with it. Has a 3-on-2, lost the ball, rolls under the arms of Miller. ahead to Gregg, wide open, layup, good. Good look ahead, Gregg with 15, 64-14. 50-point advantage for the number one team in the state in 5A and looking to run it back and win a state title, defend their crown from a year ago. The travel called on Little trying to drive to the bucket. 24 turnovers unofficially for Leavenworth. 40 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, 64-14. Steeman led 15-4 at the end of 138-9 at half, 54-14 at the end of three. And so far, 10-0 in the fourth. 30 seconds to play. Here's Gregg. Bounce pass to Beaton. Step back three. Why not? Kara Beaton with her third three. Check that, fourth three of the night. 11 for the season. She has 14. 15 for Gregg to lead the way for Seaman. 67-14. 7 seconds to play. Leavenworth. Peyton McIntyre, freshman in the game, and now a steal by Miller, and that will do it. 67-14 your final. Seaman wins it going away. They're now 8-0 on the season, and Leavenworth falls to 3-7. Back with a post-game show after this two-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with senior engineer MJ, Wade Gershon with you on this Friday night. Girls game in the books. Seaman, the Lady Vikings, improved to 8-0 in conference play or league play as they route Leavenworth, 67-14 the final. Seaman struggled offensively early on, a little bit sloppy, out of rhythm, led 7-4, but then closed the first quarter on 8-0 run, including a three-point play at the buzzer by Anna Becker. And then they went on a 14-0 run to close out the first half and then scored the next nine of the second half, so a 23-0 run, led 47-9. Went it going away by 53, 67-14 your final. Leavenworth now 3-7, and they made just two shots from the floor the entire game, two field goals for Leavenworth. Good news is they were good at the line when they got there, 10 of 11. 5 points for A.V. Garrett to lead the way, 1 point for Marley Fanning, 2 for Nala Walker, 4 for Maya Hewitt, the freshman, and 2 points for Angela Walker. For Seaman, balanced scoring attack as usual. Matty Gregg at 15 points, 12 in the first half, hit a couple of three-pointers. 14 points for Kira Beaton. She hit four trifectas tonight for the sophomore. 12 points for Anna Becker, including a three. 11 points and a three for the lefty Jada Stahlbomber. 8 points, Bava Esser. And 4 points for Kinley Wilhelm and Ryan Miller with the three-pointer as well. Five different players hit threes tonight for Seaman. And they hit nine as a team collectively. 6 of 9 from the line were the Lady Vikings. They turned the ball over tonight unofficially 8 times. And 11 were turned over unofficially 25 times. Seaman winning by a margin, average margin through 7 games coming into the night of 39 points per game. And tonight they win by 53. But they'll have a couple of certainly bigger tests coming up next week. Tuesday hosting St. James Academy. Thursday at the fourth-ranked team in the state, 5A DeSoto, who gave them a pretty good game in Seaman, 53-50 earlier in the year. Leavenworth falls to 3-7. Coming up, we'll have the boys' contest. Seaman boys are ranked 7th in the state in 5A, coming off a tough loss to Topeka West. West ranked 8th in 5A, and Topeka West, a couple of free throws, 8.5 seconds left in the game after Seaman got out to a rousing start, led 26-12. But Seaman with some costly turnovers, just 5 of 12 from the line, and Topeka West able to avenge a loss with Seaman early in the year. 59-57 was the final on Tuesday. Seaman last Friday beat Lansing 57-43. Leavenworth boys, meanwhile, coming off losses to Basier Linwood on Tuesday, 67-39, and on Monday, they lost to Topeka West 71-38. So Leavenworth playing their third game in 5 days. So we'll preview the boys' game coming up here in just a little while. We're going to throw it back to MJ for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then we'll be back with you here on 96.9. The Fulton girls' final once again. Seaman, the Vikings, no problem with Leavenworth, 67-14 in high school basketball, 96.9 the Fulton.